I'm not afraid of the dark. Word of prayer before we sing, then Jesus comes after. Amen. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you bled and died on a cross. Father, Lord, and you never died in vain, but you died for each and every one of us here today. You died, Lord, Father, O God, that we, in this day, when we, Lord, Father, recognize the blood, Lord, we can come in and, Lord, Father, we can sing these songs. But, Lord, Father, a conviction at heart, Lord. Lord, not just seeing them, Lord, from our minds, but, Lord, we see them from an experience, O God. Lord, and we thank thee for the blood, we thank thee for the cross. But, Lord, you said we should also take up our cross, Lord, Father, and bear it, Lord, Father, whilst, Lord, say that it is still time, Lord. For, Lord, how we long and wait for eternity, but, Lord, we must go through these things, O God. Lord, as the other author once penned, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for all of us here tonight, and there's a cross for me, Lord. Father, give us your grace, give us your presence. And on this Wednesday night, Lord, we came with expectation, Lord, and excitement that, Lord, you will speak your word again unto us, O God. And Lord, whatever you say, we will say like Isaiah, Lord, send me. Lord, I'm ready, Lord. Whatever you desire, just send me, O God. We thank thee for your mercy, for your presence, always with us. In Jesus' name, we commit all these things. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. Hear the Lord of Harvest, sweet they call it.
Hear the Lord of Harvest, sweet they call it.
Jesus comes. One side alone, the side of the world, the side of the world, 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 Jesus Christ, the Prophet of God, 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 the Prophet of I'm And deeper in the school of wisdom. Daily, let me grow higher, higher. Amen. Deeper, deeper. Thank you. I've been delivered. What a friend. Friendship. What a friend I have in Jesus. Amen. In fact, let's see the friendship. Friendship in Jesus. Amen. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. He's a friend of yours. Amen. A friend of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Thank you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Because many times we lose that in mind that we have such a good friend who is always there to answer our prayers, who is always there to care to our needs. Amen. So this evening we are going to just encourage each other. We are going to encourage someone. Especially, it was a good inspiration, that song, because that's almost what we are going to talk about. Encouraging someone who has been discouraged. Amen. Because sometimes in life we get into difficult time, sometimes periods of trouble, and seems like God is not there. It seems like we are walking alone. God is not there to answer to our prayers. So we are just going to look in these occasions what is God's mind. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your love, for bringing us once again in your house, O Lord. When we consider how it was a big fight, O Lord, for us to come here, O Lord, we believe there's a blessing. That's what the devil was trying to stand in the way so that the children cannot be blessed. But we believe and we know you are in our midst and you brought us to bless us. Bless your children for coming. Now take your word as you open it. Share it in our hearts, O Lord. Let it become a manner that our hearts, our souls will eat and live by, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to read in Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. 11 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For who that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So, just this verse says it all. We can close our Bibles and go back home. Because this verse says it all, and we are blessed just by the reading of the word. Amen. We are blessed by that. Because him that comes to God must first believe that God exists. That God is. Because you can't come to God without first believing that he exists. So you coming here, you coming in prayer, you coming doing whatever you do to meet God, it means you believe that God is, that God exists. And since you believe that he is then the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But it's not the only thing that many times in our walk, in our journey, we pray in the same way God doesn't answer. We pray, we ask for things, it seems like these things we don't receive them. Is God a liar? God is not a liar, amen? Because there's one and one place to say it to God. Let's just be careful, because most believers that we are on the other side are our enemy. And there's a very good preacher as well. And in times like these are the times which you choose to come and preach you. We will come and give you a very good sermon, and you will quote the Bible. You will come with verses and quotation from the message to tell you that God is not faithful. God is a liar. God is not a liar, but he does it for other people, but for you, God doesn't love you. We have all come to that point where we say,
God is good, but not for me. These are the times when the devil comes to start showing me, showing me those verses. John 14:13. And whatever you request, whatever you request, you might give by name, that I will do, so that the Father may have glory in the Son. But when the verse 2 writes there, whatever, there's no exception. Whatever you request, you might give by name, that I will do. So when I come and show you, you see John 14:13. Whatever you request, he says it. You still believe him because you asked him for this, this, and that. 10 years ago, you have not received it. So this word is not true. Luke 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Matthew 21:22. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So the Lord will give you this in the faith. And the only way the devil works is not only in your mouth. Sometimes it will come through your father, through your friend. But you see, the Bible says, your Bible says, everything you ask in prayer, believing, will be not, yes, I believe. But why didn't you receive? You see, such and such man, such and such boy or girl, he doesn't even go to church. But everything you need, he does. But you, who pretend to go to church and every day you bring us verses and everything, you don't receive anything. These are the things that will really break you down. If you are not prepared, if you are not really trained. So, we want to encourage someone. Someone may be going especially to that valley. When you feel really that God is not there, God is not listening to your prayer, God never answers you. You are aging. You don't have money. You don't have a job. You don't. These are the things the devil will come. But is God unfaithful? God is never unfaithful.
Amen.
What's the problem? Because it says you have to receive it, but you don't receive it. Because sometimes I see even the person dying. He asked me for this, this, and he didn't receive it, even his life is ended. He's gone. Is God unfaithful? No, God is not unfaithful. But God wants what's in the agenda. God wants what's the person. He has a plan for you and me. He knows what he wants to achieve, what he wants to work in you and me. So it was God's seasons and he wants to achieve things according to the seasons. There are things that God doesn't want you to get.
Amen.
There are things that God knows that if he gives you, he will lose you. Amen. One day, God is looking at your level of maturity. He knows that maybe if I give him this, you won't know how to handle it properly. I'm a little boy, you know him. Every time I ask him in life, if I can learn it first, I'm using my life to this and then just comes. You want to get the knife. Will I give him the knife? No. Because I know he doesn't know how to handle the knife. He doesn't know how to handle it. To know how to use the blessing. So, that's why I will go, God, give me this, this, and that. I will have one legitimate reasons to show God that I need it. But God looks. God is saying, whatever you ask in prayer, I will provide. But He's praying for your destiny as well. He's praying for your good as well. He doesn't want to give you, but He wants to see what you need to ask God to give you. And He wants you better than yourself. So that's why, when you begin to start to build, God looks and says, okay, it is a season now to give Him a life. Because that life is going to use it to kill God's chicken and to feed your people. Your life is a blessing. So you can ask God to give you a life. That's why you have mobile phones. Amen. Put them on the day. Don't tell them mobile phones. Because I know them.
Yeah.
I just know that the mobile phone is not good. But I know the children. I know what to do with them to the world. Because the mobile phone is a blessing. Amen. That is why it is. Because the Lord is not going to come in it. And the fact is that I am going to see it in the child. And if the fact is shown, it's fulfilled in the child, he says, God is not going to come to give him the mobile phone. Because it's going to be a blessing now. If God has it to read the Bible to his siblings, if God has it to listen to the message, if God has it, let me just say, it's not a good thing that we save someone somewhere. But, as I said, even though you have all the money in the world to give them the mobile phone, but if you care for your child, you will say it's not the season yet. And we shall give them to you. That is what the Bible says. Many times, we can see that we just cut the verses and we take them into isolation. But the Bible is a whole. God wants to see the big picture. The Bible will come and put just the small isolated quotes and show them to you to prove that God is a bad God. But God wants in the big picture. He says that, but he also says he cares for you. He says that, but he says, I have a good and marvelous plan for you. I have good things to happen to you. I still want you good. I still want your good outcome for you. Amen. So that's why, stop concerning God. He's not good. He's not saying to condemn God, because God cares for you. If you don't listen to that teacher, what's going to tell you that God doesn't love you? Because when the season will be there, God will give you. The season in the Bible, you must teach two sons, the prodigal son and his brother. That's not from the prodigal, he can't make a very legitimate person. It was his maintenance, amen. It was his father, and he came to claim his inheritance. He was right. He was legitimate. But the demons of the character needs to handle that inheritance. The demons have what it took to manage what the passion of the father was. But the just wasn't. And the father said, okay. Maybe it's not too much. Maybe it's not just once. Maybe it was an ongoing thing for years and years. But give me the share, let me go. But give me that. Maybe it's a stage in God the social services involved. You know, because the Bible doesn't have the details. It just grows and grows just a few, just make us. But maybe you the Bible in big sources. To get the whole family involved to push the father to give them that one. The father knew that he can't handle this money properly. He can't handle the popularity he will get when he lives here. He won't handle it. When he lives in the world, the music, the popularity, all that, he won't handle it properly. It's not the time for me to give him the inheritance. But to push the father so much. But the father said, okay, and this is me. He goes in. You go. What happened? If God was a legitimate son,
400 of kids.
Amen.
Yeah. It's Jesus. It's about the church of fortune.
Not just the journey of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt, was 430 years.
Amen.
It was this work of light that God has led. Isolated. When God said to Abraham, "I will go for 400 years," God did not put a full stop. God said again, "I will put it here in context. If I want to go in that time limit, the same thing is the same." And the verse 14 says, "Also, the nation, all that shall be said, will not judge. The Lord shall then come out with great substance." Verse 15. "And God shall go to their fathers in peace. God shall be permanent in a good old age." Verse 16. "But in the fourth generation, they shall come Peter again, for the iniquity of the Israelites is not yet full."
Now,
Because if I go to Susan, the people was not ready yet. And so, when you see something that is not ready yet, you must go and say, this is the word made rich. How do you ask that the word has been risen for? You say, no, no. You have killed the Egyptian, you should have killed him.
The people were not ready yet.
So God was working on all sides. Clearly the liberator, clearly the people, the government, and Pharaoh's heart, everything God was working all together so that all the pieces of the puzzle must come all together. And while the person will be there, the people will be ready to receive the liberator. The liberator will be ready to lead the people. Because the point is just the people that you see blind and then you see the end of the other. But I won't find yet. Because on the side, they will find, you know, walls. They will have to fight walls. On the way to the promised land, they have to be given the wall. So you just have to stand in the wall, but even if that is false. So I have the wall. So, this is the simple thing as dealing with people's issue. God puts him in the best university so that he can observe. He has done nothing. Okay. So, when people have this kind of, issues, this is the way wisdom deals with it.
Okay.
The person has come to a king. He has come to a leader of a nation. He can see how things were done. God has trained his liberator to be ready to rule over a nation. He has to become a military chief. So, in Pharaoh's house, he could see, he could go into the army and lead troops and see how they are doing strategies to win wars. Because they are being prepared to become a military chief for the people of Israel. He has prepared people to become a legislator. So, all these things have put under a very good atmosphere, a very good environment, where God was doing, was preparing the answer to the prayers of the slaves. Amen. So, everything that we see was a thing to what is not a part of the world, the glory of the kings of Egypt. They didn't know that this is the answer to our prayer. They were not praying, oh my God, my God, my God, my God. They can't just pass. They say, oh, Moses says pass. But God, what is our prayer? What is our answer? Your answer is there, but you have not recognized it yet.
Amen.
What is the prayer? The prayer of God. Years and years. Is that the capacity of what God will never?
You know, you say, oh my God, if I had this car,
it must have been that car. I don't
know. I think it was 2008, 2009, when James was born.
He was still in the second system in Waterford. I remember, but I really must remember, that Tony
organized his daughter's beyond birthday. So in Bangweka. So we were invited. It was the first time in Bangweka. So we went. You know, I was looking behind the scene in Bangweka. You know, watching, oh my God. I see living in this town, my God. You know what day will I have a house and live in the community with the rest of the world I'm living in now. We passed together. I know that I was with François. We went to the store to buy something. And I was driving with all the streets. I was looking at the houses and say, oh God, one day, what will happen, God? I was looking at the schools and said, God, if my children could come to these schools. But the answer to the prayer will just be the house that is being built.
Yes. kuokoa in the making. Because you have faith in God in the making, it was a process. Just be patient and look at the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I want to go a bit further. My sister is sitting every day coming back to church. She must be, she might be your future wife. You want to know better. But if you say, the Lord is coming, you may be your future husband. It's not the time yet. Because in what condition you get in it to accept the brother in the condition he is now? The shape that you have now. God is just molding him and molding you on your side. Many people get married, they will tell you, I saw that sister changing, we left for a while and then he just left. I said, what's going to happen? We left for a while later and today we are married. Well, the answer was there in the making. God was looking at a character, God was looking at his character. And the time was not done yet. So stop accusing God. And start praise God for putting you through there. Because he's molding you to be ready to accept the answer. He's molding you to be ready to handle the blessing. The blessing is in its way. Nobody, the devil is going to tell you something else. The blessing is on its way. But just know how to wait upon the Lord. Because it's like the waiting time, it's always on the waiting time that this devil came to spoil everything. Because the Lord is going to back the light. It's been so, to so much, so the Lord for you, you're listening to his preacher. They're coming and talking you this, talking you that, talking you that. And it builds a lot of a big area of unbelief in you. And it backwards, the gentleman comes and offers you a, you know, the worldly man comes and offers you this and this and that, and then just a backslide. Because you didn't pay heed to the way God operates. It's very important to understand these principles. Very, very important. God is never late. God is late. He's never late. He knows the time and the appropriate season for your blessing. He's not late. Wait upon the Lord, and in his good season, he will grant you your blessing. So, let's just encourage each other with these words. It's very important for us to understand this principle. Because if we don't understand them, we accuse God, and one day you will backslide. Because this is the beginning of the process of backsliding. Why is that? You know the process starts. Believe the word. God is good. We are the good God. We are the answering God. We are the good God. God will provide to your need. So, just stay calm and wait upon the Lord. Sometimes, the Bible says, you may noted his own ways of doing things. But if you're reading this story, so that God has a good person in more trouble.
God sent them a liberator.
Moses came and took them out of bondage.
Let's read.
Thank you, brother.
The prophet says, the path of God is 6th October 55.
Is leading you.
Stop accusing God. Yeah. The prophet keeps on saying we are going to close. Like the little boy that was playing the kites, you know the story. They asked him, where is it? He said, I can't see it. He said, I know it's too bad because I can feel it. That's how we can conquer our faith. Because you don't see it. You don't see anything. You don't see the way it's always been. You don't see any difference. You don't see the only sign of the joy coming. The only sign of God that the child is in the world. But you can feel the power of absence. Says another aspect of the answer to your prayer. Notice that and take it very seriously. You will see. God fulfilling His word. Amen. God bless you, we call the musicians. That's the song, brother. Just meditate upon these words of the song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the big sun of righteousness. No matter how thick the clouds can be, no matter how hidden it can be from your sight, as He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is there and watching, showing you His love through your trials, through anything you are going through. promise made in Paris is not fulfilled yet. But as you said, it may just be born today like Moses. The answer has come. God has spoken the answer. But it may just be the process of making. Just be patient, my sister. Be patient, my brother. That will be your job. It may just be the process of making. Maybe the company is being formed as we are speaking. And in 2 years' time, you'll be the CEO of that company. You never know. Believe in God. God is faithful. He owns everything. But it's under, governed by a law. And that law is for your good. So let's all believe in God. Let's stop accusing God. Let them know our strength. Let them know our faith. And let God take the leadership. Let us accept His plan. Let not try to fit Him in our plans, but let fit into His. It will bring us joy. It will bring us prosperity. Not the prosperity that the world speaks about, but the prosperity of your soul, eternal life. Can we just speak in a few words to the Lord? Let's pray. Dear Lord, this evening we are bowing our heads to thank you once again, oh Lord, for feeding us again, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was so touching, Heavenly Father, to hear that those things we are complaining about, oh Lord, is just you showing us your love. Forgive us, oh Lord. Forgive us for accusing you wrongly, Heavenly Father. Help us to accept, to fit into your plan, but not to make you walk according to our agendas, oh Lord. Bless your people for listening, oh Lord. Those who are going through that valley of the shadow of death, oh Lord. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Give them hope, O Lord, to know that the sunshine is always there. It will never, the Son of Righteousness will never die. He is with them, O Lord. O dear Lord, help us now to always have our eyes of faith open to feel the tide, O Lord. Oh Lord, thank you. We thank you. We commit our needs into your hand. Our young sisters, we are still looking for the blessing of the wedding, oh Lord. We commit them into your hand. You have the provision set right for them, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. Our young brothers, we are looking for that same blessing. We have made a provision somewhere for them. Open the doors, oh Lord. To give them patience. Give them all now to know to wait upon the Lord. Heavenly Father, our sisters, we are looking for the blessing of the Lord, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, help us to understand that you have your due season. And all the time, make it time, oh Lord, you will make it manifested, oh Lord. We are looking for that document, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, give us patience. Help us to understand your ways. And not to rush, not to run before you, but to be led by you. We need your grace to pass, oh Lord. You can change the way of this country, oh Lord, just for the sake of your children. Heavenly Father, because we are looking for good jobs, oh Lord. Jobs that will help them to attend services, oh Lord. Jobs that will help them support your work, oh Lord. Open the door, and grant it for your glory.
We commit our pastor into your hands. We commit our church into your hands. The offices, everybody, all of your work, the advancement of this church, O Lord. Bless them. Help us get that vision to wait upon you. We commit our pastor's trip to England into your hands. Bless him, O Lord. Let him be a blessing over there in Nottingham. And let him bring good testimony to you. Heal those who are sick and grant, O Lord, our deepest needs. Be with us now as we depart. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So, amen. God bless you. And don't forget for the petitions for Friday's prayer meeting, so you know how it operates. You send it to one of the deacons or to Brother Maxwell, the pastor, or so you're gonna pray over them, and it will help the minister to pray. God bless you, and God bless you, may God be with us on our way.
Amen.
Mazinga singa, I'm sorry.